Project Nightingale. Julian Croft preferred the quiet hum of the server room to the damp chill of the outside world. For years, his work involved data, not daring. He wore sensible shoes and ate lunch at the same time every day. But then Eleanor Vance called him. Her voice, usually calm, held a new tight edge. "Julian, we have a small retrieval for you. Project Nightingale. Old files, mostly useless now, but protocol dictates we collect them. An old safe house near the border. Nothing complicated." Nightingale. Julian remembered the name. A forgotten project from years ago, thought to be closed down. "What's the urgency?" Eleanor paused. "Just a formality. A few days, Julian. Get it done quietly." Quietly, that was a word Julian understood. He packed a small bag, mostly containing dry socks and a reliable map. The journey was long and grey. Rain met him in the unnamed city, a persistent drizzle that turned cobbled streets to dark mirrors. The safe house was on the edge of the old town, a forgotten building with peeling paint and boarded windows. The address felt like a ghost. Inside, dust lay thick over everything. The air was cold and still. Julian found the hidden compartment behind a loose brick in the fireplace, just as the old blueprints showed. Inside, a small, unmarked data chip rested, looking no more important than a lost button. He held it in his palm, a tiny piece of plastic that felt strangely heavy. A floorboard creaked above him. Julian froze. He was supposed to be alone. A shadow moved in the doorway. Cale Richter. Richter was a name Julian knew. A legend in the darker corners of their world. A man of sharp suits and sharper intentions. From the rival agency, everyone pretended didn't exist. Richter stepped into the room, his eyes scanning Julian, then the chip. He smiled, but it was a cold, humorless expression. "Mr. Croft, always working, even on forgotten errands." "It's just old data, sir," Julian said, trying to sound casual, but his heart hammered. "Is it?" Richter's voice was soft, dangerous. "Or is it the key to new data? To something active?" He took a step closer. "My employers would be very interested in what you hold, Mr. Croft." Julian didn't answer. He knew he was outmatched physically, but he also knew the layout of this forgotten house better than Richter. He had studied the plans. With a sudden burst of speed, he turned, darting past Richter and through a narrow back passage he'd noted. He scrambled over a low wall into a back alley, the rain a cold shock on his face. He didn't stop until he was lost in the maze of ancient streets. Back in his anonymous hotel room, the chip felt like a burning coal in his pocket. He held it under the dim lamp, turning it over. Old Project Nightingale files. Eleanor had been too insistent that it was unimportant. Richter's eyes, his words, the key to new data. It was a classic deception. The Nightingale files were a cover, a known, dismissible entity. But what was hidden inside them? An encryption key? A list of deep cover agents, still active, whose identities were now vulnerable? A cold fear, unlike the chill of the rain, gripped Julian. He wasn't just holding old data. He was holding something that could unravel years of careful work, perhaps even cost lives. He was no longer just an analyst. He was holding the fuse. He picked up the phone. His fingers dialed Eleanor Vance's secure number. "It's Julian," he said, keeping his voice even. "The Nightingale is singing a different tune. A very dangerous one." He waited for her reaction, knowing his quiet life of data entries was over. The game had just begun. The end.